Let's check in now on how Election Day is going in Tennessee. Blake Farmer is a reporter with Nashville Public Radio. He joins us from a polling place in South Nashville. Blake, what are you seeing there today?
Well, hey, Jeremy. It's fairly crowded for Tennessee. It's not a state known for turnout, but poll workers here at this elementary school say folks were lined up at about 40 minutes before the polls even opened this morning. People have been waiting, 30 minutes or so to work their way to the front of the line, to the machines. And it's not just around here. Around the state, people are, uploading photos of lines, stretching out into parking lots, saying they've never seen this kind of activity, at least certainly for a midterm election.
And there's a big Senate race there to replace retiring Republican Senator Bob Corker. It's Marsha Blackburn, the Republican, against Phil Bredesen, the Democrat. Is that the race that voters there are paying attention to the most?
Oh, yeah. Bredesen was a popular governor of the state, a Democrat, a centrist. Congressman Marsha Blackburn, the Republican in the race, has had, a long career in Washington, but she is a known figure around the state. She often appears on talk shows. And, even Republican voters that I've spoken to who voted for Blackburn say, ultimately they considered Bredesen since he was so popular. But ultimately, for many, it really comes down to control of the Senate. And, if you feel like you're voting for the Democrat, and that means you're voting for Democrats to take over the chamber, then you might vote for Blackburn, who, is much more of a firebrand.
For some voters, it's been a long election season full of political ads. You spoke to one woman, Pat Majors, who is sick of the campaigning. Let's listen.
Their ads. Oh, I'm so glad they'll be over today. I have never in my life seen this much, It's just been so ugly.
What else are you hearing from voters, Blake?
Well, the tone of the race is a common refrain. Tennessee hasn't had a race where there's so much outside money spent. Most of these ads from super PACs are certainly negative. I'm also hearing from voters that they're paying attention, and it's so obvious how someone is voting by what they bring up to me. If it's the migrant caravan and the Kavanaugh hearings, then they're pulling the lever for Republicans. If it's health care, pre-existing conditions, expanding Medicaid in Tennessee, then it's likely Democrats.
Anything else that's big that Tennessee voters are voting on today?
Well, we've got a governor's race. It's not quite as competitive, but also a former mayor of Nashville, Carl Dean, is on the ballot, the Democrat in the race. Bill Lee is the Republican. He's a wealthy businessman. That race has not been quite as competitive, as I say, and you could even tell it from the tone in the final spot. Bill Lee had this ad where he calls his opponent a good man and a public servant, so he holds a comfortable lead in the polls.
All right, Blake Farmer at Nashville Public Radio. Blake, thank you.
You're welcome.
And polls there in Tennessee close at 8 p.m. Eastern.